I call this meeting to order. Mayor Benson is not available for this meeting, so as Mayor Pro Tem, I'll be conducting this meeting tonight. Can we please stand for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy.
Councilmember Deedy has been excused.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski. I have not heard from him. Councilmember Stout.
Here.
Councilmember De Leon.
Here.
Councilmember Nelson.
Here.
Councilmember Page.
Here.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that agenda is approved. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve this consent agenda. Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
What was that?
I think that was a delayed aye.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the consent agenda is approved. Thank you. There will be no oral public comments at this meeting, and I don't believe we received any by email this time. Brenda, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so next on the agenda, we don't have a public hearing. We have no unfinished business. We'll go into item number 3, which is resolution AB 20-037, a resolution accepting the variable frequency drive control panel from Process Solutions. Mr. Botcher.
I'm alive, I'm here.
There you are.
Well, thank you, Council and Aaron, running the meeting. Well, this is a pre-purchase of equipment, just so that we don't delay things when we put the project out to bid. Now looks like we'll be able to get a permit here within a couple months. So we're hoping that this pump station would be under construction then in probably starting sometime late in September. The this was brought before the Public Works Committee, recommended to bring to you for approval. So I don't have anything else to add to that.
Are there any questions or discussion?
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 20-1361, accepting the variable frequency drive control panel from Process Solutions Incorporated according to the contract documents.
So, yeah.
I think I could maybe add a little more for those that may not be as familiar. This is just the final step in a public works contract. Is once the work has been completed, that our state laws require us that we accept the improvements. It's also a formal step that starts a time clock for the release of retainage. Once the contractor has filed all his work with the state agencies and gets a sign off from those, then we can release the retainage.
With that being said, are there any other questions or further discussion? And we have a motion. Was there a second? Oh, Brenda?
No, that's what I was going to ask. I didn't hear a second.
I didn't hear second. A second. No, we have 3 seconds.
I'll give it to Christiana.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That motion has been approved. All right, the next, also Mr. Botcher, a resolution accepting the pumps and appurtenances from Triangle Pumps and Equipment.
This actually goes along with our previous action here because it's part of the same project. So this is the panel that will control the pumps and connect with our SCADA system. This has been delivered. It's been tested, certified, and it's we have it in our public works building. So recommend that you also accept this and keep the process going.
All right. Also, any further discussion or questions there? I don't see any. Would someone like to make a motion?
Just scrolling down.
So I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 20-1362, accepting the new pump and acceptance from Triangle Pumps and Equipment Incorporated according to the contract documents.
Second.
We have a motion and the second. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion has passed, all in favor. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Botcher, you're up again. Ordinance amending the non-exclusive 20-year water system franchise with the City of Tacoma.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. What this may look familiar as this went over your desk or through council here a month ago. So the reason this is coming back is there were some minor edits that came up. And I think some of that was due to some unexpected turnover at the City of Tacoma. So new people picking up where the staff person had left off, had to re-review things. And so they noticed a few things that they would like to change. So in cooperation with Tacoma, we're recommending making these changes. And then we're trying to build it. So one of the changes was instead of saying using the word city, we're specifically identifying the city as Black Diamond. The other was our attorneys are recommending that we build in some time frames for the City of Tacoma to be able to respond. They're bigger city, and typically it takes bigger cities a longer time to get through their council process. So we're hoping that then we don't have to come back here again for some other minor change, but we want the documents to be our document and their document to be identical. So we went over all the kind of the details of the agreement before, so none of that has really changed. Having supported it before, I'm hoping you would support it again. Thank you.
Are there any questions regarding this item? Councilmember De Leon, did you have your hand up? No. Seeing no other discussion, I entertain a motion.
I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 20-1143, amending the franchise granted to the City of Tacoma to construct, maintain, operate, replace, and repair a water system within the public rights of way, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
And I,
Councilmember Oglesby.
I do believe that David had his hand up. I don't know if you were going to chime in, David.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one more piece to the picture from Mr. Botcher, and that is that the franchise agreement had originally had a 30-day acceptance period, which is pretty standard for private entities, you know, a utility company or something like that. They can usually get their process done within 30 days. But as Seth pointed out, Tacoma's a big city. And not only, apparently, what we've learned in the meantime is that not only does their city council have to touch the franchise for approval, their utility board also has to touch the franchise. So we just thought we should build in some extra time for that acceptance window so that it doesn't expire in the meantime and we have to do all this over again. So
thank you.
That's all I had to add.
Any other questions or discussion? Did we have a second and a Brenda?
Hand up.
I just want to put on the record that Councilmember Wisnasi joined the meeting at 7:11 p.m. just so that's on the record.
Okay, thank you. Welcome.
Thanks, sorry.
That's okay. We're on item 5 of the agenda and I'm lost. Did we have a motion and a second?
Yes.
This is Councilmember Page. I seconded the motion.
Okay. All those in favor of this ordinance?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? This motion carries with a unanimous agreement. The next item on the agenda is an ordinance amending Chapter 6.04 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code entitled County Animal Control. Ms. Kincaid.
Hi, good evening, council members. So this agenda bill before you has an attached ordinance number 21144. And as stated, it would amend chapter 604 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code. That's a chapter that adopts the King County Animal Control rules, their regulations, and it was the city has a contract with the animal control from King County to help us, police dogs and all that sort of thing. Well, the chapter as it reads currently, it adopts and gives all the authority to King County. The only thing that it did not do is it has any violations that King County Animal Control Board levies against a pet owner. If there's an appeal of that action, the appeal is to be heard by the Black Diamond Hearing Examiner and not the King County Hearing Examiner. So this code amend would change that so that everything would be handled under our contract through King County, including any hearing appeal for a violation. Any questions on that?
Councilmember Oglesby?
Not a question, but just the fact that we did discuss this in our community development meetings with Christiana and Tammy earlier this week. And I believe that we do approve to have this on the agenda tonight. I don't have any questions, but I'm in favor of this.
Any other discussion?
So,
Councilmember Wisnowski.
So where would someone need to go now for, I know this is a rare occurrence that they actually have to do an appeal and that kind of stuff, but does this put our people out a little bit by making them, instead of coming to Black Diamond for an appeal, do they have to go to Seattle, or where would they end up going for their appeal hearing?
I really don't know the answer to that. It's a great question. I don't know where the King County Hearing Examiner hears that, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just wondering if we're creating a possible inconvenience for our staff or for our citizens, especially kind of right now thinking about limiting travel, right? Our mass transit options are very limited here in Black Diamond. So if someone, it could make a hardship for them to have to get to the hearing. Just my thought off the top of my head. I understand why we want to do it. It's just something to consider.
Barb, are you aware of a number of appeals that we've had in recent years?
We haven't had very many. We just had one, and that's why we realized that this was something that I appreciate Council Member Wisnowski's perspective, because that's one facet of this. But the other one is that the way that's set up right now, we found it was extremely difficult to have due process because because of the back and forth and the fact that our hearing examiner would then need to have King County Animal Control Officer that levied the citation come and give testimony. And it was really actually pretty cumbersome. And like I said, didn't really afford a very clean due process for the appellant.
Any other questions or discussion? Mr. Linehan?
Just to try to answer Councilmember Wisnowski's question, I'm not sure where King County Animal Control typically would have their hearing examiner hear proceedings. The King County Hearing Examiner's Office, which I think this would be a part of, they have multiple locations, some in the downtown Seattle area. I think there's one out in Snoqualmie. Animal Control, though, I've actually never dealt with them. They may have more of a roving hearing examiner, just given the nature of what they do, but I don't know the true answer to your question, but I do know that the King County Hearing Examiner in general has multiple locations that can be brought into play. So.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 20-1144, amending chapter 6.04 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code entitled Country Animal Control Ordinance, providing a severability and establishing an effective date. Sorry for my misspeaking.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. This motion passes unanimously. Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda, also Ms. Kincaid, a resolution authorizing professional services contract with Blue Line for on-call planning services for the Community Development Department.
Thank you. We had discussed previously about in reports about how overwhelmed the Community Development Department is and how we were looking out to try to find some professional qualified consultants to help us with some of the planning and permitting work. We went out for the request for qualifications process where we put the notice out, and we received four SOQs, a statement of qualifications is the response to that, from four different firms. We held the interviews and selected Blue Line, and would like to have you authorize this personal services agreement with them. It would be a two-year agreement, not to exceed $200,000. What they would be doing is a combination of special projects and permit review to just help us out and help us with forms to get ready for our new webpage. There's a big laundry list. And this particular firm had the ability, they were pretty dynamic, and they would be able to nicely help us with all of these various tasks that we find ourselves struggling to get done. $50,000 of that is grant money that would, they would be hired to do the housing action plan that you accepted that grant, I think maybe last month. And all of the permit review that they would be doing for us would be supported by the permitting fees. So of the funds that we would expend on this personal services agreement that would come out of the general fund, it would be for some of the things that we would like to get done that we have budgeted, like the park plan update and web page help. So you've got the exhibit to the resolution 21363, which is the scope of work, so you can understand what they would be doing for the city and the rate schedule for Blue Line.
Is there any further discussion or questions? I would entertain a motion for this item. Councilmember De Leon.
Yeah, before we proceed, I think to pass this tonight, I just wanted to emphasize one thing that came out of our discussion earlier this week that really emphasized the fact that this particular group that was being, that will be contracted out hopefully tonight, is much more on the emphasis of, I think, not having as much of the administrative level and much more on the groundwork level, where we really need to see a lot of really important projects take place. I appreciate Ms. Kincaid bringing up also the importance of even just how this group could help with, for example, the development of our website, because that is long overdue. So I certainly do appreciate that, you know, there are some other maybe more familiar candidates, but we chose one that I think is going to better represent the interests of the city.
Thank you.
So with that, I'm just scrolling back up to the arrangement. I'd be happy to make that motion. Going right up here. All right, I make a motion to adopt resolution number 20-1363, authorizing the mayor to execute a professional services agreement with Blue Line for professional on-call planning services.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion has passed unanimously. All right, we come to the part of our agenda where we would like to have some department reports. Who's on deck first? Chief Smith, are you still with us?
I am still here. And I just thought I'd maybe speak a little bit to fireworks since, what's today? Today, 2 more days is the happy day of 4th of July. So right now there are two fireworks stands in the city limits of Black Diamond, and they started selling fireworks at noon on the 28th, and will continue to do so until 11:59 p.m. of the night of the 4th. So they're up and operating in the city of Black Diamond. The only time fireworks can be discharged are from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night on July 4th, and no other time. While in the county, fireworks are also legal on the night of New Year's Eve. In the city of Black Diamond, they are not. There's a Washington Administrative Code that we follow, RCW 70.77, and the city code is 8.04 that speaks to fireworks. So also there is it's not a public display. It would be a private display of public fireworks at Lake Sawyer on the 4th of July. And I believe that'll be going about 10 o'clock at night is when they plan on setting that off. I approved the application for that, and I will be doing an inspection of that on the 4th of July. Before they take that raft out to the middle of the lake. And actually, every year, we do the public display on the lake there, but I also do a lot with what's called close proximity pyrotechnics at the amphitheater. So every year I go to a special one-day class for that, and actually the person that's operating the display on the lake actually attended that, and so he was at the same, and we held that at our fire station down in South Battalion last year, so that, because we actually go over to the amphitheater and do some discharge some pyrotechnics over there. So, but one of the things that the city code talks about is the reckless discharge of fireworks. So if a citizen recklessly discharges even public or legal fireworks, they can actually be fined up to $500 and spend a maximum of 180 days in jail. And so, and most of that has to do with if you cause harm to another person, or if you cause harm to another person's property. So, and I think we saw some of that last year going on. Luckily, I think this year we're not quite as dry as we were last year. So pretty much a real rule of thumb for fireworks, anything that goes up, anything that blows up is illegal. So, and typically it's really anything that goes up that has a stick or fins on it is illegal, because mortars, just like, you know, the displays at the public displays that goes up and blows up with those, you can actually purchase those and be legal as a citizen and fire those off, but they don't have a stick on them. They will go straight up and go off. So if it has a stick or fins, it's illegal. Or if it blows up like firecrackers, those are illegal. You know, Deputy Chief Barlow's last day at work was last Tuesday, so he was he's been gone, and we are looking at applications, and those are due the 12th of July, so hopefully we'll see some applications for that. Not exactly sure when he'll replace, will we replace him, but those applications will be on the 12th of July. And it's my understanding that the fire department, fire service review is in the hands of legal. They're reviewing the contract for those. So I'm guessing after that gets finalized, then that process will start. And that's really all I have, unless someone has a question.
Any questions for Chief Smith? Councilmember Nelson?
I saw a burn ban is in effect. Does that mean that the small bonfires are not allowed?
Yeah, and thank you for mentioning that, because I meant to touch on that. So the restriction right now in the fire district, we issue permits for burning yard waste, vegetative yard waste. We do not provide permits in the city, because that would be illegal. You cannot burn yard waste vegetation in the city. Now, what you're speaking of, whenever I hear the word bonfire, I think is a very large fire. What you can have is what's called a recreational fire. And a recreational fire it has to be either seasoned firewood or charcoal briquettes. You can't fool us and burn yard vegetation in a little pile and say it's a recreational fire. Actually, it has to be seasoned firewood. And that has to be a total of 3 feet or less in diameter and 2 feet in height. And that has to be attended the entire time you're utilizing that recreational fire. So you can have a recreational fire in the city of Black Diamond, but not a bonfire.
Yeah, I don't have a stack of pallets. I just got a couple of logs.
Yes. So it's always illegal to burn any type of finished lumber, whether it's painted or not. You can't take some two by fours and once you turn a log into a 2x4, you can't burn it anymore. So. But anyway, that's pretty much the rundown on burning in the town.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Chief Smith? Okay. Any other department reports?
Yes, I'd like to update the council on a couple things.
Okay.
Sometimes it's good to tell you what's going on so that when you see things, that you'll be in the know or people have questions. Next week, we're going to be chip sealing Lawson Street from the Lawson Hill Estates out to the East City limits. We did this type of project on South 224th Avenue Southeast along the west side of Lake Sawyer a couple years ago. We are also working on a lot of private projects that are coming into construction phase this summer. One being the mini storage across from Diamond Glen. It also has a small retail component. So they're just starting some of the site work right now. So that'll be under construction here for 3-4 months. And then once the infrastructure is all in place, then I would expect buildings to start going up. The site north of the Columbia Bank has a clear and grade permit, and they're preparing for a commercial retail project. But they still have more approvals to get to that point. But that's what the clearing is all about. They're getting ready for, hopefully, what they're proposing is a commercial retail area there. We're just approved a the plans for the construction of a 6-lot short plat on 236th Avenue Southeast. And that's just to the first left after going west over the Rock Creek Bridge. So it's just to the east of 10 trails down a little private road there. The John Henry Mine reclamation is starting. The portion in the county has been under grading for a couple months, actually. And so as the summer progresses, you may notice that those hills will start to, you might notice that they're getting a little lower. So a lot of the private activity, as well as in 10 trails, is keeping our maintenance and operations people busy with installation of water mains inspections and monitoring these construction sites. Scott has been very busy and just doing double duty and picking up a lot of Ruby's activities, but he's also into grant season at this time with grant applications. He's working on some engineer selection process for the water main project in Morganville. And then I'm primarily busy with permit review and the administration of the four phases of the Springs project, as well as director duties. So keeps me busy as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other department reports? Oh, are we back on questions for Seth? Councilmember Wisnowski.
With the reclamation, I know people have already noticed kind of that hill's kind of cleared off now and stuff. Do we expect any large amounts of additional truck traffic or anything that might inconvenience our citizens that they probably need to know about?
The movement of the dirt is not being hauled off site. So this is to fill areas where they have mined out already. And those fill areas are not in the city. So this is all internal traffic. One of the conditions of our permit was that they could not use Fifth Avenue as a work access point. We noticed there was a little bit of activity where they're starting to use that road, and we didn't want even workers coming and going from that point. They have established roads, and their erosion sediment control plan is not set up to be using that Fifth Avenue as an access.
Okay, so we shouldn't see any big jump in number of trucks coming through, or
no,
or large amount of construction noise or anything like that. Shouldn't jump too much. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Nelson.
I can't believe the amount of rumors of the businesses going north of the bank there. There's been no permit requests for businesses that are going in there as of yet?
I'd like to jump in here if I may, Seth. I just don't want people to have a bad impression that you've issued a clear and grade permit on that site, but that's at their risk. That in no way applies that their project will be approved. They're just in the very beginning stages of that. In fact, today in the mail, we sent out with a notice of application, and that goes to all the adjacent property owners. It goes to the paper, it goes to the website, and we just start to initiate the feedback. The site plan, it's a binding site plan. It would have a combination of commercial retail and residential. And, you know, then it has to go through the environmental review. Seth has been working with the applicant on concurrency, and that's been a long, pretty arduous discussion to have. It's not an inexpensive proposition for transportation. And then ultimately, because this particular use isn't allowed by right under the zoning code that it's in, it has to go to a hearing examiner for approval. So just so you know, just because there are so many rumors going on out there, and just they are allowed to clear and grade, and Seth is, you know, giving them a permit to do that after extensive review and conditions on that permit. But I just don't want people thinking that, oh, there we go, they just got to do what they wanted to do because we haven't started that review yet.
And that's why I was asking, because I've heard Planet Fitness and Safeway and Starbucks, and I mean the scuttlebutt is hilarious because there's no facts behind it, but people are just talking. And the talk track, I want to make sure we have the same answer for the residents so that we don't add to the confusion. And I appreciate you for clearing that up, Barb.
Thank you,
Mr. Winoski.
While we've got your ear, Barb, and talking about rumors. The social media posts by the Diamond Square folks, right, have riled up a lot of folks asking about what's going to go on there. And I know that they're still really early in the pre-application phase. So could you give us an update on a timeline and kind of help us squash some of the rumors? We're not building a, you know, 80-story tower there or anything crazy. It's we haven't even decided you guys haven't even approved anything yet. So.
Right. I appreciate that. I mean, it sure makes it look like it when there's a newspaper article and artist renderings of stuff that, yep. But we did just have a pre-application meeting with Lee Wittenberg, you know, he's the manager of that, and the MultiCare representative. They are very interested in constructing a 7,000 square foot, three-story building that one floor would be the MultiCare, and it would just be ambulatory clinic, wouldn't be surgical or hospital stay or anything like that. The first floor and the third floor they're proposing would just be basically shells until they could find tenants. So, and they do want to get quick approval because MultiCare would like very much to start constructing this building. What they gave us was a kind of a site plan, a master planned situation with two buildings and sort of connected by an atrium. but they have not submitted any applications at this time. We gave them our comments at the pre-application.
So I would say that their timeline in the newspaper might be a little aggressive.
It might be.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, do we have any other department reports? Okay, then we'll move on to council reports, and Council Member Nelson, you're up first.
I actually came late to the safety committee meeting today, but and did get briefed on what's going on with the 4th of July. There was a gentleman, as I do my walk-in, I run into residents, I'm walking in different areas. And it's very frustrating. The 10 Trails residents are, and I don't know how aggressive this is being, but they're being targeted by old residents saying they're not wanted here. They've created their own Facebook page. I told the guy, I said, we're here because we love you guys. You're awesome. And he appreciates that, but there's a couple old timers that I guess that are coming around and not being very positive. And one thing he said is that he's not seeing a lot of positive social media about the city. And so I recommended that, you know, just look at what's going on in the city specifically, because social media is kind of, we don't have a social media page officially for the city. So anything you're reading is fake news when it comes to social media for the city, unless it's official and there's nothing official, but that they're welcome to email any one of us any one of us council members. They're welcome to contact us any way they can, and we're here for them. But he was very frustrated, and he wouldn't expound on who he spoke with. If somebody actually confronted him in 10 Trails about them not wanting them here from the old city. I don't want to guess who or what, but it's very frustrating that, you know, people are moving here because this is why we live here. It's such an awesome city. You know, we have the best police, we have the best community, and we just need to make sure that we double down on letting everybody know that we are one unified city. There's not old, there's not Lake Sawyer, there's not 10 Trails, it's Black Diamond. And so I ended up spending a whole day in their residence having a good time, and I actually did social distance pretty well. I can't wear a mask because I got claustrophobia, but I did pretty good my social distancing, except for with one of the puppies in there, which was pretty awesome. So the other thing is, in talking to local businesses, they're about how they're going. Melissa smiles, you understand.
Councilmember, we're kind of missing half of your report. You're kind of coming in and out. Can you get closer to something?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Some of the local businesses are excited to help move forward, but they're moving forward very cautiously, and they're not sure how the city is moving forward with supporting the business. They know the state and the county has made certain things, but they haven't heard much from the city specifically as what the rules and stuff are going to be moving forward with local businesses. And that's just something we might want to look at. The last thing is the fireworks stands. The fireworks stand across from Gracine's there, that's the one by the Kiwanis Runs. That's one of their biggest fundraisers that helps the food bank. It helps the backpack drive. They've lost a lot of their fundraising capabilities. And I just encourage all of you to go in there. And if you buy some sparklers or pop-its or, you know, you got teenagers and they want to go crazy, those are the legal ones you can light off in the city. I recommend that people go support them as it supports our city as well. And that's all I got.
Thank you. Council Member Page.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Wanted to make sure my mute button was off. Really the only thing I have is, I guess, 4th of July related. So we've talked about the fireworks. Obviously, there's the fireworks show out on the lake, and every year that is a really great community event. So I encourage everyone to come out as they can and social distance and attend that fireworks show. I guess this is a relay from the Lake Sawyer Community Club message. On Lake Sawyer, there are limited speeding hours. And so I'm passing this along for our residents that Friday, while it's a weekday, is considered a holiday. And so the speeding hours on weekdays are typically 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. But for Friday, tomorrow, it's considered a holiday. So the speeding hours will be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., as well as on Saturday, the 4th of July, that will be the same hours. And my understanding from the communication of the Lake Sawyer Community Club president is that our Black Diamond Finest will be out there on Friday to make sure that at 3 o'clock everybody shuts that down. So that's always kind of an important thing because it gets confusing during these holiday times. Hope everybody is safe and sane, and you know, this will be a great 4th of July despite the worldwide pandemic. So let's all celebrate that, and that's all I have to report.
Thank you. Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, thank you. Good job today, Ms. Stout, for being Mayor Pro Tem. Just want to give a shout out. You're doing an excellent job.
Here.
So with that said, I did attend our community development meeting with two other council members this week, where we discussed items that's on the agenda tonight. I also attended the safety meeting today with other council members as well, which we discussed about the Lake Sawyer and having officers on there, getting ready for the 4th of July celebration on the lake there. Let's see. I do have a message from the court. They are looking for a full-time court position. There is definitely have to have some skills behind that. 3 years of court experience or like it. So if you have any information or know somebody who wants to apply, we are looking for an employee in our court area in Black Diamond. Just a little information for you guys to share. And anytime we can fill positions in our city area, it does help everybody, our residents and everybody else. So spread the word. Other than that, I did have a meeting with Andy earlier this week, just kind of discussing 10 trails and master development plans, some transportation information that I had questions on. And that is my report. I really just think everybody has a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. Please use caution with fireworks. Animals are very sensitive during this time, just, you know, being polite, but you know, enjoy, have fun, eat a lot of food. I know I am. That's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Wisnowski.
I also attended the safety committee meeting today. We talked about the Marine unit being out on the lake on the 4th of July. They'll have also an EMT on board. So everybody be safe out there. I want to mention the GoFundMe for the museum to raise money for the new furnace. I want to thank Tim Trails and Brian Ross and team for his personal donations, as well as getting this set up, and they're doing some matching for that. So that's a great thing. Hopefully we got to figure out how to get through this us versus them thing, because this is ridiculous, right? All of us were a them at one point in time, right? Not all these houses were here originally. Very few of these houses are original to Black Diamond. And even those weren't original at some point in time. So this division is ridiculous. People need to get over this and realize they're their neighbors. Whether they live a block from them or a mile from them, they are members of the Black Diamond community, just like everybody else. And they deserve to be treated such. So, let's see, what else? Everyone, please have a safe 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to everybody. Please be safe out there. And I'm going to, it's a big holiday, big party holiday. Please do not drink and drive. Please do not drive impaired. If you find yourself impaired, anybody in the city, give me a call. I'll come give you a ride home. So, I think, let me see here. Yeah, I think maybe we need to do an ad hoc committee on addressing the community togetherness thing. Something to think about. Noodle on this, right? Think about how we can address this, because this is something we need nip in the bud, right? And it's something we need to let people know that it's not acceptable, right? We want everyone here, right? Whether they have lived here 30 years, 80 years, one day, right? They are members of our community. So noodle on it. We'll figure out the best way to approach it. Maybe we, and it's really tough to do like kind of a community get together, right? With the current pandemic, right? So even I attended the food truck thing at 10 Trails last night and said hi to folks and stuff. But people are still very kind of, you know, stay back, have your mask on, talk from a distance, that kind of thing. So it's not really very conductive to a bringing the community together kind of thing, right? So we'll have to noodle on that and figure out how, in the time of a pandemic, we can foster some community togetherness in a safe and healthy manner. And I think that's it. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Stay safe.
Thank you. I'll give my report, and then Councilmember De Leon, you're up after me. June 23, 24, 25, I attended the Association of Washington City's annual conference. I'm so annoyed. We had a vacation planned to go to Tri-Cities and spend some time there in Kennewick, but that got canceled. So this was a virtual conference. It was not as fun. I had to make my own food. But the conference itself was good. There were some great presentations and some really good discussions and election of some new board members. It was just really a good conference, and I'm always so impressed by the AWC staff. They are knowledgeable, they are engaged, they advocate for cities all throughout the entire year, and they really can keep us posted on things that we can do to help support our city. So it was a good conference, even though it was strange. On the 23rd, I attended a public works meeting where we discussed many of the things on the agenda tonight. I also attended a finance committee meeting where we discussed the vouchers and the checkbook, also on the consent agenda tonight. Today, I participated in the King County Metro briefing where they discussed their pandemic response. And by Metro, I mean the transportation bus system. We have other Metro issues, but we're talking specifically about the transportation, their pandemic response, their recovery plans, and their budget implications. Before COVID-19, they had about 400,000 rides per day. That went down to 100,000 rides per day, and now they're creeping back up. They have about 144,000 trips per day. They just went over all the things that they've done to protect their staff, to maintain service, to protect the community, the public, and it is really tricky. Over the next 10 years, before COVID-19, they expected to experience about a $1 billion budget shortfall. So this isn't making that any better, but they're working really hard and also have some really great staff members who are trying to really observe where the needs are throughout our community. And interestingly, the places where they have maintained a lot of service is in the south area of King County. The north and the east have more people who do more telecommuting. And so not, you know, Black Diamond doesn't have very much service from King County Metro bus service, but other areas, Auburn and whatnot, do continue to have a lot of service. So something for us to keep our eyes on. We'll see what happens in the future. And I recommend, as you see those conferences come through from Sound Cities Association, to participate if you can, because they really have a wealth of information for us. I bid farewell by email to Mike Nelson, who served his last day as the Enumclaw School District Superintendent on June 30th, and he's off to another responsibility working for the state. And I haven't had a chance yet to meet the new superintendent, but look forward to being able to work with him. And last of all, I offer congratulations to the Didi family, who has a brand new baby granddaughter. So that'll be, I'm sure we'll hear a lot about that, and we'll see some pictures coming up here pretty soon. That's the end of my report, Councilmember De Leon.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Stoud, and also great job on running this meeting today as well. So I'm going to echo a lot of what has already been said, being last in line here. But yes, I did also attend the committee meeting with Barb, and I really appreciate the conversation, the very fruitful conversations that we had, particularly around just these projects, but also I'd say it's a lot of more maybe more future plans for the city. Again, I want to reemphasize how important it's going to be, especially in times like the COVID crisis, but any future emergency like we're going to have, that we really do prioritize our online infrastructure for the city. It's not going to be the end all be all in a lot of cases, but because that is going to, that has been our main means of communication, I think that will go a long way. Just prioritizing the website's development, even though I know our city staff and budget are, especially our staff, are just as, you know, strained as it is. Hopefully we can get a little bit more work done on that, as well as what it'll look like to have an official city presence and all the channels that a lot of our residents already use. But anyway, it was a good conversation to be all in all, in addition to the work that we already discussed and passed tonight. I did also attend the Public Works Committee. I appreciate all the walkthroughs also regarding all the the minutia with everything related to the infrastructure for the pumps and all that. So I'm looking forward to eventually, whenever that happens, finally being able to do more of those tours. I know that was hoped to be done, and then of course this pandemic hit, but I appreciate the work and due diligence that the Public Works staff is doing to keep the city running during that time. And also, I was able to attend that same AWC conference that was remotely in Kennewick, in air quotes. And it was a great opportunity to really listen to a lot of those great speakers, go through the materials of the coursework that maybe wasn't something that we could collaborate in person or attend in, you know, as an actual session, but really good resources there to kind of think about these larger projects, including the digital presence or green buildings and technology and green industry. So lots of different topics. One of the ones, you know, getting to be a voting delegate was exciting, even though a lot of it was the vote count and some of the nitpicking on the platform, but all of those things add up to what it'll mean to be advocating in the years to come in Olympia. So it's that kind of work that lays the groundwork for how we can better leverage our collective power, I guess, as various cities. Also, there was a really powerful panel on the last day from the NLC, as well as from other local city leaders, on addressing how cities address systemic racism. And I know this was something that we were especially talking about in all of our council reports a month ago, but it's ongoing still. I'm really hoping that we can continue that momentum as other cities are doing, and how our city can be part of other cities' work in really meaningfully addressing a community where we are addressing those root causes and helping to overall make everybody's lives better, and including those who I think are most impacted by systemic racism. So it was a really good panel to be part of, and I really appreciate getting to be part of it. It was a really long time to be sitting in front of a computer screen for a while there, but you know, sometimes that's just the nature of the beast. So again, just I hope everyone does have a safe 4th of July weekend, and stay safe out there, and keep in mind, even with those fireworks, that it's our pets, and it's also a lot of veterans who be just especially mindful of setting off things that could, you know, setting off fireworks that could really set off a lot of other traumatic responses in people. So just be really mindful of that as well. And that's the end of my council report.
Thank you, Councilmember De Leon. I will just add in here that for any of you who were not able to attend the Association of Washington City's annual conference, all of it is available online. And of course, there's more classes that you can take that refer to the issues that were discussed, and all of that counts toward your certificate of municipal leadership. So those things are available for you. Do we have an attorney report tonight, Mr. Linehan?
Not tonight.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. We have no executive session or any other items on the agenda, so I would call for a motion to adjourn.
Before we make a motion to adjourn, I just want to thank Councilmember Stout for her facilitation this evening. How about that? Great job, Erin.
I typed out every word that I was going to say, and I ran it through Brenda with the little red questions, like, what am I supposed to say on this part? And she was very helpful. So I would say thank you, Brenda Martinez, for helping carry everything along. And I like it when Mayor Benson comes back. So,
well, good job anyway. Well,
why doesn't that surprise me that you had a script? You are so organized. Thank you.
I don't wing it.
Nothing wrong with being prepared. So with that said, I make a motion. We move to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Good night, everyone.